On day four of the Iditarod, the race is still anyone's game. And the mushers are keeping it interesting this year. Martin Boozer completed his 24-hour layover early in the race. Lance Mackey and Sonny Lindner appear to be embracing the opposite strategy, making their way down the trail to the Iditarod checkpoint, which is also the official halfway marker in the race. But many of the veteran mushers decided to stick to a plan they know, resting in the popular 24-hour layover village of Takotna. Emily Schwing is at the checkpoint and has this report.
Snow fell on Martin Boozer's team as he cruised into Takotna and dropped his snow hook. He only planned to stay long enough to drop two dogs and snack the remaining 14.
Leave a couple of dogs here.
As the four-time champion switched dogs around, he chatted and sang to them.
Oh, he's getting trouble. Trouble will find me. There we go. Huh, Kitten? Now it's your turn to lead.
But he wasn't in the mood to talk to anyone else.
Let me do my work. This is not probably not the best time to chat.
He sped off 8 minutes after arriving.
Wait.
12-time finisher Allie Zirkel says she usually stops in Takotna.
So, Takotna's pretty lush for the mushers as well as the dogs. It's exactly in my view, like a 300-mile race into it.
The Iditarod is in its 41st year, but only in the last 15 or so has it become standard practice to claim 24 hours rest at the 300-mile mark.
So you can get a pretty good view of what your team looks like as far as, you know, 300 miles, and then assess your situation.
Martin Boozer's strategy is one many mushers used to execute, albeit with a whole lot more rest. 27 teams were snuggled under blankets and bedded down in straw as Boozer sped through the race's eighth checkpoint. Over the last 2 days, all those teams have been traveling relatively close together.
Oh, I love it. Another within 24 hours of leaving here, it won't be like that anymore.
John Baker holds the race record. This is his 17th Iditarod.
I have a team that's doing just fine right now, so I choose to let them try and do what they think they need to do, because I know what I'm doing can work, so I'll stick with what I know works.
There are mushers like Martin Boozer who sped through Takotna to find rest elsewhere. Jason Mackey plans to bed his team down in Iditarod. Lance Mackey says his plan is to head all the way into Anvik. Jake Berkowitz is currently in Ofer, resting his team until early Thursday morning. John Baker says he appreciates all the strategies mushers have for resting on the trail.
It's so neat to see, first of all, Martin competing and trying something different and making things happen. I absolutely love that. He's probably the most experienced musher in the field, so anything that he does is going to demand a lot of respect, which it should.
16-time finisher Paul Gebhardt says even though mushers are only a third of the way into the race, there is some method to the seeming madness in Takotna.
The first 300 miles is probably the toughest 300 miles as far as conditions go, physical conditions for the dogs. And when you leave here, you're going uphill, so your dog team doesn't just take off and start loping or something stupid. You know, they can't go that fast going uphill, so it kind of lets them have time to work out all the lactic acid and stuff in their body.
Gebhardt also sees the next run to Ofer as a sort of insurance policy. If one of his dogs has a problem, it's not so bad to carry it for the next 20 miles. Once teams leave Ofer, they have another 80 miles before they hit the Iditarod checkpoint. On the Iditarod Trail in Takotna, I'm Emily Schwing.